Soterberg, Beis Mishnah Gimel. Baloi lichtov es Megillah. When he came to write the Megillah, me'ezem makam hu kosef. What does he start the Megillah with? So the Tanakhama says, me'im loy shochav ish ve'at kisatis tachas ishech, that parsha, he would write, im loy shochav isho isach. So that means the Torah then says that she'll be free and innocent and the water won't hurt her. But there's an implication that if she's not innocent, then she will get hurt. That's called a klala that comes from a bracha. Because the bracha implies if you don't get the bracha, then you're going to get the klala. So you would include this according to the Tanakhama. You did include this. However, ve'enu kosev v'ishpia ha-kohen es ha'isha. The one thing he would not write are the commandments that were supposed to take place, like a narrative of what the Torah is talking about by the Parsha Sota that wasn't written in the Parsha itself, the Parsha of Sota, when they would go through the actual procession of a Sota, they did not include the commandments of the Parsha. So they didn't put in ve'enu kosev v'ishpia ha-kohen es ha'isha. They didn't put in the Kohen then made the woman swear. And he would write, Yitin Hashem Osach La'olah V'Lishvua. The actual curse itself was written in this Megillah. And the water should come, and it would do its thing. But they would not write in the Megillah that the woman would answer, Amen, Amen. And the Rab points out that this Machlokus, and also we're going to see there's another two Shitas, it's all based on drushes and the Psukim of what words are coming to be Marbe or being Mayit, to include or exclude. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lohaya Mafsik. Rabbi Yossi says they would include the whole Parsha of Sota, even the narrative, even the commandments, even the, you know, when the Torah describes what should happen, that's included in this very Parsha that they would use for the Parsha of Sota. And the last sheet, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Atzmo Enu Koisev Ela Yitin Hashem Osach La'olav L'Shvua. Bida says the Megillah of Sota was very small. The only thing they would have in the Megillah of Sota was the Klala. Not even the Klala that was implied from the Bracha that the Talmud Kama held. Uvo hamayim ha-ma'orim ha-eilu b'me'ech, that he would write, because that's part of the klala. Ve'eino kosev amra isha amen amen. But he would not obviously include the answers, the kabbalah that the woman had, the affirmation where she said amen amen, didn't include what the Kohen would say to her. The only thing, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that was included was the actual klalas. And this, like we said in the previous Mishnah, is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, Rabbi Yehuda held that there was not a lot of water that was needed, only Ravias, because we see, according to him, the Megillah was very small.